From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Florida, 19 people have been charged with fraudulently selling adulterated, stolen, and even relabeled prescription drugs. The drugs are for use by cancer and AIDS patients. Florida officials say the drugs were seized once they were discovered and that none have been found at retail chains. NPR's Philip Davis has more.
The group was allegedly led by a man named Michael Carlo, a businessman who lived in a million-dollar house in a wealthy Miami suburb. Carlo and the 18 others named in the indictments ran a group of loosely connected pharmaceutical wholesale companies in Florida, Maryland, and Texas. The pharmaceuticals they traded and manipulated were life-saving drugs: Gamimmune, used to treat leukemia; Lipitor, used to combat high cholesterol; Epogen, used by cancer and AIDS patients to stimulate red blood cell production. Yet Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist says those indicted knowingly manipulated, mislabeled, and even diluted the drugs to make a buck.
The real heinous part of this is that people count on these drugs, like Epogen, for example, which is used for those who are suffering from cancer or even AIDS, and without the use of this drug may die. And so the fact that somebody has that kind of criminal mind to them is stunning, shocking, and needs to be stopped.
Michael Mann, chief investigator for the Miami office of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, said the 19 people indicted, who live in Florida and Nevada, used a variety of schemes that earned them more than $10 million over the past several years. In one case, authorities say chalk was added to drug bottles to add weight. In others, the drugs were diluted with tap water. Mann says in many other cases, counterfeit labels were used.
One of the more popular ways to counterfeit is taking, say, something like Epogen. Epogen 2K cost approximately $400 for a box of vials of 10. If you discard the labels in the box and have a printer print up new labels in a box and label it as 40K Epogen, the price of the product is now approximately $4,400 a box. A lot of these different and various schemes were going on by these individuals.
Even selling the relabeled drugs for half the prices charged by manufacturers, the group allegedly raked in millions in profit a year. And Florida, with its large population of elderly people, was and is a market desperate to get the cheapest versions of these costly drugs, Mann says.
A lot of these drugs wind up in clinics. Some of them do wind up in hospitals. But for the most part, you know, small pharmacies, it's like anything else. If the deal is too good to be true, if they're paying such a reduced rate for a product like Neupogen or Epogen or Procrid, obviously there's a problem with that.
And until now, it was a low-risk, high-reward racket, as penalties for prescription drug tampering were mainly administrative in nature. That's why most of the indictments center around mail fraud and racketeering charges that carry much longer sentences. Investigators say more indictments are likely. And in the future, penalties will be much tougher, thanks to a new law that went into effect July 1st. Violators of prescription drug tampering laws will now face up to life in prison. Health advocates say now the U.S. needs to put in place a national system to track pharmaceuticals from manufacturer all the way to the patient. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.